You know that thing you want to do but keep on putting off? Well, this is a video that's going to finally see you go and achieve it. This is how legends are made. Hi there, and thanks for joining me on today's episode. I want to make a brief video, which I hope will be beneficial to you. And I want to talk about, well, one, meditation, but two, how I got myself back into meditation. And it's not about specifically this will apply to you, but the technique could be really useful to help you kind of commit to something that you're struggling with. So I'm using meditation as an example. So as you may be aware, I am an advocate of meditation or finding quiet time for you to reflect and kind of quieten down the noise of the world around you and whatever form that may be the most comfortable for you. But I recognize that my own failings that I haven't done enough of it for me. And the reason is that I have been finding myself being pulled away, that I choose to be pulled away by other things, other business or work or projects, and I choose why I don't want to meditate because I'm busy with other things. So how do we get around this, and how did I get around this particular issue? Only when I kind of went to yoga that I noticed something quite unusual that I wanted to share. It was that in the relaxation part of yoga, I was having these great thoughts and ideas of how to be more creative and more solutions when it comes to kind of like the talks that I give or working with schools or whatever it may be. I was having this quiet time with coming in with ideas, and I obviously had no pen, paper or phone nearby to write them down. I had to memorize them. But I recognized consistently every week, as we go into relaxation, ideas would pop into my head that I could use. Now, happily have a conversation about why that is not appropriate for yoga and that relaxation wasn't there. Nonetheless, it happened. And I was in my yoga session recently and thinking, wow, it's so useful having this quiet time because it allows all the noise to drop away and allows some kind of creative thinking to come through, which actually is really helping me deliver some amazing sessions. And it'd be great to have that at home. And then that kind of like dough moment, I realized, well, it is available to you. It's just a meditation. It's a relaxing period of time, 5 or 10 minutes. You've been failing to do it. You've been failing to do it because it's been something that's been eating into your day. You didn't see the enough positive in it to commit to it. And this is what the yoga brought, thinking, if I just reframe meditation and say, it's a way to improve what I'm doing that makes a difference for the sessions I deliver or the talks I deliver, well, that's more enticing for me to then, okay, right, I'm gonna commit to that because I know it works. I know that in yoga, I kind of relax, calm down and come up with some great ideas, but I don't have a pen and paper around. But if I can do that at home and frame it this way, wow, then there's a benefit. There's some real value and I can really prioritize it above other things. So what does this mean for you? Strip away the meditation for a second. You're left with the idea is that basically the problem that you aren't achieving the thing you want to is not, it's not enough of a priority yet. The definition of the thing that you want to do isn't creating enough of a energy to commit to it on a regular basis. That's so with meditation, that's what was happening there. So the thing that you've got in your mind, wherever it may be, needs to be ramped up. We need to give it a greater prioritization. Now, the way I did it, and this may be useful for you, is simply just to reframe or re-engineer the meaning I was giving it. So I didn't call it a meditation, though that's what I'm doing. I'm actually helping myself remember that this is a fantastic opportunity to get really creative, dig deep and find some solutions to the sessions or improve on the talks that I give. That was empowering. That says, okay, great. Well, that actually could be a great motivator for other things because even if I don't apply things in the talks or the seminars I give, I'll maybe use it for a video or a quote will come to me. This now becomes useful. It now actually integrates itself with the other things I wanted to achieve. So when you're having this particular issue, this thing that you want to do, but you're not achieving it, find a way to redefine it, which actually you can harness what it's doing, the action, but actually better serves you, that it actually prioritizes higher up the list, so you actually achieve on it. Often that's the case. It's basically not enough of a priority. One way of achieving it and kind of making it more of a priority is looking at it from a different angle, a different perspective, and a way to apply it so it becomes more valuable to you. So now my commitment is to meditate more often, at least 3 or 4 times a week, of maybe 5 to 10 minutes, because that's what I was doing with yoga. Now, Maybe that'll develop and maybe I get more. That doesn't matter. The point is I've committed to it more than I had done before because I can now see the initial and residual benefit of what it is and what it means to me. And you can do the same too with whatever you're facing, this thing you want to do. Attach to it a better meaning that will make it more of a priority for you. So that was meant to be a short video about how I kind of transformed meditation to make it more useful and more of a priority in my day. But inside that, I hope you got some actions, techniques and ideas of how you can take that and apply it to your own wants, desires and needs in your own life. I hope you got some benefit from that and some value. And if you did, please give it a thumbs up and a like. I really appreciate it. And drop me a comment letting me know. I'd love to hear from you. And don't forget Twitter, Instagram. You can always DM me over there. If you've got any particular problem, burning issue you need some help with, contact me and I'll reply to every single one of you. This is how legends are made.